Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that in you we live and move and have our being, that we are kingdom people with a kingdom calling. And thank you that morning by morning, as we're doing this morning, we experience you and we get leading by you. You sow your seeds into our hearts so that we can understand, and then we can bear fruit, persevere, shine this day and every day. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 11 and just verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and preach in their cities.
Hallelujah. I love this example. You know, you see, and Mark 1, I was reading that this morning again as well. Jesus, he goes out early and he's speaking and he's talking to his God, getting instructions, getting motivation, fuel for the day, fuel for life. And then his disciples come and they say, hey, the people are looking for you. And then Jesus says, we must go on and take this gospel, kingdom realities, into the villages, the surroundings, because he says, for this reason I came, so, and this is for this reason I live. So that's so beautiful. That is a picture of us. We were called out of darkness into his kingdom, given the Spirit, and just as when the Spirit came for the first time upon the disciples, he said, you will be my witnesses. You receive power. That's the Spirit of God. It gives revelation, leading, teaching, and everything that God leads us and teaches us to do. He backs us up, and that's where his presence is. If you move outside of his presence, you would start quoting things like, the good I want to do, I can't do. And that's an old covenant testament. That's a word that Paul used in it, because he was not yet born again. He was under the law. And then at the end, it's in Romans 7, then he says, who will rescue me? So that will rescue what he wants, so that he can do the things God wants and fulfill the requirements. And he cries out, thank you for Jesus Christ. And then Romans 8 comes, the law of the Spirit sets us free. So that's what we've got to be led by. Amen. And just as the Spirit came upon them and he said, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part. So God's Spirit has come upon us, and we draw close on a daily basis, taking up our cross. What's our cross? The will of God for our lives, just as the cross was the will of God for Jesus' life, to come and set the example, then set us free. And now he's ruling and reigning and leading us to be the lights in the world, to shine as lights. I think of that wonderful scripture. I was thinking about it all night, even dreaming about it. Work out your salvation. You've got a unique salvation with fear and trembling. Why fear and trembling? Fear is you don't want to miss out on God's plan for your life. Fear and trembling, excitement, because this is not Mickey Mouse. This is not one of the TV programs. This is God giving you what he has prepared for you. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So just stay in tune with God. As the disciples went out, signs and wonders followed. And as Jesus went out, we saw the signs and wonders follow him. And so now he's ruling and reigning, and he's working in each and every one of us, working in us to will and to do, so that we can see the goodness of God in the land of living and be living testimonies of this wonderful understanding and goodness that has come for all men to wake up, get to their God, and walk with their God. Because that's what it's all about. Amen.
Thank